This next recording will explore a breath by using pursed lips. So pursing your lips is as though we're going to blow through a straw, making a sound. And again, the reason we're going to explore this breath is to really lengthen our exhalation. But not only are we going to lengthen our exhalation with this breath, but we're also going to be able to flush out all of that stagnant air at the bottom of our lungs that perhaps we're not getting into. If we have a tendency to breathe quite shallow and sharp, we'll only be using the top part of our lungs. And so by working with this pursed lip breath, we can actually learn to flush out our lungs so that the next breath we take can be fully oxygenated. So I'll give an example, and then I'll guide two rounds. So making sure that our physical body is comfortable, and the breath is an only exhale, like a, and when we think all the air is gone, we're gonna almost like squeezing the last air out of our lungs. We may even start to feel an almost tension in the lungs, maybe an almost cramping sensation. And if we do, know that that's safe. That's just the end of where we can breathe out from. But no, we haven't got to take it that far either. Be gentle if this is the first, or we're just familiarizing ourselves with this breath. And I'll guide us through. Nice two rounds here. So when you're ready, lengthening through the spine, let's just inhale to set up. Let's exhale just through the mouth just to clear it out. Then let's take two rounds. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, purse the lips. Inhale from the belly, nice and deep. Again, purse the lips. Flush it out. Inhale here from the belly. And let's just sigh it out, let the breath go. And just take a moment to just rest in between. Knowing that we might want to sit back into our chair, we might want to lie down, just honoring what your body is asking. And if we are quite familiar with this breath, then I invite you to explore this again. But at the end of the pursed lip exhale, and then that flushing out, there's no inhale in between, it's just an exhale, exhale, exhale. I invite you to hold the breath. But as we hold the breath, see if we can just soften the shoulders, soften the jaw, soften through the throat. And this gentle hold, we can then take an inhalation after. It will again just help to deepen this breath, deepen our practice. So if we're new to this breath, don't take a hold at the end. But if we are familiar and would like to continue exploring this breath, now allowing some holds in our breath in a practice, feel free. So I'll guide one round with a hold at the end, just so we can get an idea, so we can be guided, so that we can then take this practice as a self-practice and self-guided breathwork practice. So as always, body in comfortable position, rearrange if we need. Breathing in, lengthening. Exhale just to clear it out. This is a nice way just to set yourself up. Inhales to lengthen. Purse the lips, long exhale. Dispense the air out. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Hold the breath. Then deep breath in the belly. And then just sigh it out. Maybe taking a swallow, grounding all the way down. And again, just giving yourself that permission to rest. Take your time. And listen to what the body is asking. There's no rush.